This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We got a lot to chop up. Braves salvage a game in this series with the Dodgers. They're really good. Also, we will talk about all the things that went down over the weekend. We've got a great guest that's going to stop by. Today's a big day for Georgia, too, for those who don't know, as Jared Curtis is going to make his decision today around 5:30. This is the number one quarterback coming out next year, guys, and he's down to Oregon and Georgia. We'll talk to Connor Riley about that from Dog Nation. But Mike Bell, enjoyed watching the festivities from afar over the weekend down in Miami. And they just extended this race, right, down there?
Yeah, man, it's a big hit. I know that at first a lot of Europeans were upset. America's gobbling up all the races. We got three now with Texas and Vegas. But it's a spectacle. It's our fourth year now. We've had tickets for it. And you know me, I'm a huge Formula One fan, but just a blast. Everything you know from Miami, Carl. I was joking around with Randy during the commercial break. He goes, it's Miami, man. Just the most beautiful women in the world in various states of undress that you may have seen on television. And, you know, just the glamour of it, the excitement, nothing against you. Like, you like what you like. I'd like this. But, yeah, it is just bananas. And, of course, we ate like just piggies and had a great weekend, man. And the air show was going on, too.
Oh, wow.
The big Fort Lauderdale air show, guys. Have you ever heard of it? It's one of the best in the world. So we're sitting in the pool on Saturday, just, you know, drinking margaritas and everything. Then, shoom, or Friday, I should say, when we got down there, it was off Friday. And you see the Blue Angels just come zipping right over in formation. So it's kind of neat to see all that. And then Saturday, of course, the qualifying and everything else was great. And the race itself you just talked about. Good time.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you're back in one piece. The race itself, who won?
Hey, man, 1-2 from McLaren. I'm a big Oscar Piastri guy. That's the dude who's really got the balls. Put it simply, Carl. I was sitting next to a British guy from Kent. I felt like I was in a Guy Ritchie movie. I'm sitting here, a guy goes I had the McLaren shirt on. He goes, well, at least you got proper kit. And I'm like, that means you get the right clothes on for the race.
For sure.
And the guy sits there and goes, I like Lando, but Piastri, I got to be honest with you, he's got the minerals. In other words, he's got the attachments.
He does.
So anyway, he goes right at Max. Real exciting race. And not a fun, man. So you get to watch a little bit of it on Sunday?
I did. And look, this was always one of our favorite weekends. I was talking about this on the national show. Being Cinco de Mayo weekend, we've spent a lot of time in Vegas this weekend. And the Formula One is added to it, right? It just falls on, you know, this time of the calendar. But usually you're getting some big fight, right? And then obviously the Kentucky Derby, which is, it was incredible. It's always incredible to take in when you're somewhere else and everybody is, you know, seeing what happened. But, man, Sovereignty wins the Kentucky Derby. And, Mike, we had a little get-together. It was nuts, man. I mean, I'll say this. I did not have that horse. I was trying to go with some of the better odds or the bigger odds. But man, what a crappy track. And ultimately, you know, it didn't matter. I mean, the sovereignty was absolutely insane on Saturday.
I had 7, 8, and 18. So I had two of the three horses. I boxed my trifecta. And the one horse who let me down was Luxor Cafe.
Yeah, that's the one I had.
Off to the freaking glue factory
gone,
for you.
Gone.
Came in 12th. But yeah, I had sovereignty. I had journalism. But Luxor Cafe was going to be my trifecta. So no shot. Beza took third. But yeah, for a while there, I'm thinking, like, wow, we got this. The conditions were just god awful. We had some friends that were up there. And I mean, you know, all the women wanted to wear the hats and look great, but it was just nasty and muddy and cold up there in Louisville this weekend.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was out and about. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big shout out to our friend John Parley. He had an event for his wife. It's the Passion Foundation up in Roswell, and a guy that works for Wheels Up, one of our buddies, was there, and he was talking about just coming back from the Kentucky Derby, and he was like, you know what? As long as there's no lightning,
right,
Nobody's going to leave. Like, as long as there's no lightning, and there was 130 or 50 or whatever it was, 1,000 folks there. Insane scene up there in Louisville, as it always is. I'll tell you what else was crazy, was the wait over the weekend. Now, I know you were out of town, but Friday, rain delay. Saturday, rain delay.
I followed my buddy Big Ray. He lives in the Battery, and he goes, I'm trying to make it. I'm falling asleep because every night was late night.
It was. Friday, it was about an hour and 13 minutes, whatever it was. Saturday was 3 hours. And that is brutal. And I know, you know, it's Saturday, so it's not a weeknight where you got to get home, get the kids to bed or whatever. But, man, that's a long time. And the Dodgers blew doors on Saturday. Braves lost on Friday 2-1. Yamamoto, guys, this Dodgers team, we've said it, but you guys see it now up close and personal. This pitching staff is loaded, and Shohei's not even pitching yet. He's not even pitching.
And Grant Holmes, I thought, did enough to win that game, certainly on Friday. Two earned runs and six innings of work. I was talking with Data, our producer, before the show. It's like Bryce Elder, who I've been pooping on because I figured, okay, it's another one of these Brave pitchers who had his chance, and he blew it after the All-Star season. And now Bryce Elder's really in a good comfort zone right now, right, Carl?
He's pitching well.
Now, conversely, Schwellenbach is giving up the big innings now, and he's struggling.
No doubt. I mean, yesterday it was more about Riley and those two home runs, and we'll let you hear from Brian Snicker here in just a sec. But you're right, Mike. I mean, Iglesias had us on edge again. You know, I mean, he comes out, you know, you give up a hit. You got another guy you got to face, and ultimately he gets out of the inning and strikes out the next two. But, yeah, I totally agree with you about what's going on with Bryce Elder right now. 404-726-0929. The other surprise continues to be Verdugo and Eli White.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys have been a big help. We still don't know when, the exact date of when Acuna's coming back. But once he does, guys, that's going to open up a spot in left field. One of these guys is going to get it. I don't know who it's going to be, but one of these guys that has come up here is going to get it. And again, we get Profar back at some point. But you got to survive, Mike, until that all happens.
Right.
And we're still waiting on that date for Acuna. It could be the end of next month. I don't know.
I mean, there's not a lot of specificity on when Ronald Acuna is coming back. You know, you talked about the green light with Grant when he's going to be able to start doing his rehab assignments. So as we said, you know, we weren't trying to be like Debbie Downer, but back, you know, during spring training, the idea that, you know, Ronald would be here by Memorial Day, I still have no – I don't think anyone really knows where this is going to go and when he's going to be back out there. But to be three games under 500, you keep hearing the national media say nobody's ever started 0-7 and made the playoffs. I think the Braves will, and I think you will find your footing. But I do think you're still going to have to make some moves like everybody else at the trade deadline. But first things first, you know, get some guys clutch. You know, I still think that, you know, Ozzie still misses a bunch of opportunities with runners in scoring position. But you're right. Riley's been great. You talked about the pleasant surprise of Eli White and Verdugo. So as one guy's struggling, the other guy's kind of step up.
Schwelly, though, 3 2/3 innings. That's not going to get it done.
What's wrong with him?
Don't know.
I mean, because Rick Kranitz, because this goes back to Elder was out of sorts, and they couldn't fix it. He had to go back to the minors, and it was the yo-yo.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that's going to happen with Schwellenbach, but I often wonder, why do these Braves pitchers always happen to have, like, I know there's a rookie curve or a second-year curve, but, Carl, there's always seem to be, like, this giant speed bump in everybody's evolution as a Braves pitcher. I hope they can fix it.
Yeah, that was the only, I think, you know, thing of concern for me over the weekend. That was Saturday, by the way. Either way, Braves do win a game and do not get swept in this series. Let's hear from Brian Snicker, the manager of our squad, talking about the fact that when Riley gets going, and he is going right now, we're going to give you his numbers here in just a second, this team looks completely different.
Well, yeah, he uses a big part of the ballpark. He's not a pull guy. When he's pulling balls, that's not him, really. When he stays in that State Farm sign and right there where those homers are, he's fixing to get hot.
So, and he did. I mean, that snit on ESPN over the weekend, obviously, the Sunday game. But here's the deal with Riley. He started out, guys, he was hitting 143, a home run, and three RBIs in his first nine games. And that's when Mike and I were like, when's this guy going to hit?
Right.
Over his last 24, Riley is crushing it. Team is 14-10. He's hit 343 during that stretch, has 1,000 OPS. That's slugging and on base. Riley is driving this thing. Seven home runs, 21 RBI, Mike, over the past 24 games. So since that stretch to start, where we didn't know what was happening, he was frustrated with himself, all of a sudden now, Riley is doing the Riley things that we expected. I will say this, though. Every time Freddie is here, man.
I know.
You just realize he's Freddie freaking Freeman.
Yeah, I saw him. He was talking to, like, it was a World War II veteran. He was, like, yes. 100 years old. He's talking to the family. And just, I mean, Freddie is Freddie. And we, I think, come to the conclusion. We were, I know I was being very mean to Freddie at the time. Is that you got to know what your agent is doing, how these conversations are going. But at the end of the day, and this is nothing against Matt Olson, because Matt Olson, two guys can be really good, but Freddie's special. And you miss it, and you should have just given him the 6-year, end of story, period.
Austin Riley, tell us, he went actually two home runs. I shouldn't say tell us, but I want you to hear the home runs courtesy of ESPN.
Riley gets into this one, left field with a lot of carry. Touch of all time, Austin Riley. His seventh, and he picks up RBI 21 and 22. Punches out the side. Riley delivers a bomb. It's 2-0. Swing and another drive. Deep center field. This one is also out of here. Fly, baby, fly. Austin Riley's second two-run home run of the night. It's Austin Riley 4 and the Dodgers nothing.
Yeah, man, one-man gang, and he gets to roll. And as you said it, he's just really seeing the ball well. He's doing everything you need him to do. Matt Olson, conversely, 1-for-10 against the Dodgers. Now, it was a home run in the game where Grant Holmes, that was the only run support he got in the 2-1 loss. But, yeah, man, Olson batting 100 in that series against the Dodgers.
Day-Day, you were there yesterday?
Yeah.
You said as soon as it came off the bat.
Soon as it came off the bat, you know. And then the second one, everybody literally stood up like, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. And I mean, it was just amazing. And I mean, listen, man, it's hard to pinpoint, you know, to, like you guys are saying, what's going on with this team. They look so good in time at times,
sure.
But then they just have those moments where you have to say maybe they just aren't it this year.
Well, wasn't that the scene last year? How they scrapped? Remember how bad you and I would be arguing about why can't they get to 500? Remember that whole slog first to get to 500? And then, look, that's why I said it was one of Snicker's best jobs when you consider all the injuries and everything you had to rotate and the pitching wasn't great. And they had to grind just to make, you know, the wild card. But that team wasn't great. And this team, to Day-Day's point, is the same. It's just they don't pass the eye test.
They don't. And this is the cream of the crop that we played over the weekend. This is the team that we're going to have to see and go through and beat in a series to get to the World Series. And right now, we don't have enough. It's just what it is. Doesn't mean that we can't compete. It's like this weekend. You're going to win every now and then. You're not going to sweep them. They could probably sweep us. Just overall, they feel like they're better. But once Acuna gets back and Strider gets back, is that going to be enough to push us over the top? 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. As always, it is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. And make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We're coming back. We got plenty to dive into. A guy goes off from beyond the arc last night, and it's not the guy you think. But also, Mike, we got to talk about punishment. Because for some people, it doesn't seem like the punishment fits the crime. If I told you, and a lot of people don't believe this, I do, that if we did something that ultimately allowed us to win a championship, shouldn't there be a harsher punishment than what we're hearing is coming down from Michigan and their head coach, Sharon Moore? We'll get into that as well, guys. Along the way, as we mentioned, a couple of guests are going to stop by. Connor Riley to tell us the latest on the Dogs. Big recruiting day for Georgia. And Nick Saban went to see the president about NIL.
Yeah. Now, again, sometimes executive orders can be rather cavalier, no matter how you lean politically. But this is one thing we can all get behind if we can find some way to, at least until if Congress or if a judge can't make a decision, find a way to cap it. But, of course, you cap it. All it takes is one student athlete to get in front of a judge.